James Buchanan was the only U.S. president to never marry, but this president was also a bachelor when he arrived at the White House. The difference? Today's featured president changed his marital status during his term. Our President's Week series returns on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's President's Week, and that means you're hearing unique stories about our nation's presidents here on The American Countryside. Don't forget, if you miss any of the features in this series, you can find them online at AmericanCountryside.com. Follow us on our new Facebook page and get updates on our Twitter feed. And get your copy of Andrew's award-winning book, The Man Who Was President for a Day, a book based on the stories you're hearing. Suggest story ideas and listen to past shows, too. You can find it all at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Grover Cleveland was one of seven children. Sharon Farrell says Grover's father was a pastor, and faith was an important part of their home life.
Every single night before the Cleveland family went to bed, the father would read from the Bible. They would pray together as a family. They'd sing together and go to bed.
But as one of Grover's brothers would later admit, the teaching may not have had the same effect on Grover as it did on the other children in the family.
And then the brother said, well, out of all of us, mother had to make more apologies to the neighbors for him. He said he was much more mischievous than any of us, but he was also much more industrious.
Grover Cleveland earned a law degree and practiced in Buffalo. He later became mayor, then served as the state's governor before winning the presidency in 1884. He and James Buchanan share the distinction as being the only bachelors to win the White House. Unlike Buchanan, though, Cleveland changed his status.
He gets married in 1886 to Frances Folsom, who's 21, and Grover Cleveland at that point is 49. He had known his wife from the day she was born. Her father and Grover Cleveland were law partners.
The wedding ceremony was also unique in White House history.
Grover Cleveland's the only U.S. president to be married inside the White House. Two other U.S. presidents, Wilson and Tyler, were married for a second time during their presidencies, but neither of them were married in the White House.
A 49-year-old president marrying a 21-year-old lady might raise a few eyebrows. However, the family was popular, and a new candy bar, Baby Ruth, was named after their first child. Traveling the countryside in Caldwell, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCrae.